Some of the seed fell upon stony ground, and other fell by the wayside. And the birds of the air came and plucked up the seed, and other ground, the Bible says that the weeds, the thorns, the briars came up and they choked out the tender plant. But when we broadcast seed, we never know where it's going to fall. Amen. But the seed falls upon the ground according, amen, to the will and the purpose of God. The ground may be broken up in preparation to receive it. Amen. We like to sow seed where the ground is prepared. And I remember as a young man that when planting a garden, that it was so important to break up the ground. That was the hard part, is preparing the ground, to breaking up the fallow ground, to digging out the stones and removing the invasive plants and making sure that it was prepared for the seed that was to be planted there. And so sometimes the ground is ready to receive the things of God. Amen. And other times it may be hardened like a footpath that goes through the midst of a field. Some ground will yield forth abundantly without the encroachment of invasive plants. And other ground will allow thorns and briars to flourish and choke out the life of each tender plant. But sometimes, amen, sometimes the seed does not fall to the ground randomly, but it is planted by divine decree. God purposely, amen, plants, amen, where He desires it to be planted. Oh, hallelujah. There's something, amen, that causes me to rejoice when I think of when God does something of a purpose. When it's not a random event. When it's not something that happens by mere chance. But when God in His providence, and when God in His foreknowledge, and God according to His perfect will, when God chooses the place, and when God, amen, chooses the time, amen, sometimes, amen, it is planted by divine decree, and the good seed is planted, and the plant flourishes like a tree that's planted by the waters. In Psalm 92 in verse 12, amen, the psalmist wrote, "The righteous shall flourish like a palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. And those who are planted in the house of the Lord." Amen. That sounds like amen of a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The Bible says those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Amen. I want you to hear what the Word of God said. "But those who are planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God." Amen. When God plants of a purpose, amen, there's only one result that we can expect of the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. It's not going to be a matter, amen, of relativity. It's not going to be left to uncertainty and chance. Amen. But when God plants, amen, it's going to flourish like a tree that's planted by the waters that cannot be moved. Amen. Nothing can move that individual that is the planted of God by divine decree. But the Bible says that that plant shall flourish in the courts of our God. And they shall bear fruit in old age. they shall be fresh and flourishing, to declare that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him. Hallelujah. When God plants, amen, even those that are aged are going to bear fruit. Isn't it wonderful? Amen. That just because, amen, that we grow old by nature of the years that we have lived upon the earth, amen, that does not mean, amen, that we cannot be productive in the kingdom of God. But my Bible says if we're planted in the house of God, we're going to flourish, amen, in his courts. We're going to bear fruit even in our old age. Hallelujah. Abraham isn't the only old timer, amen, that's going to have sons and daughters that are born. And I believe that God wants spiritual sons and daughters to be born to those that are planted of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. For in him there is no unrighteousness. Now in the 17th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, we have an allegory of two eagles. The first eagle, the Bible tells us, is the king of Babylon. Amen. God had a plan. Amen. God allowed the king of Babylon to take good seed back to Babylon. Amen. Because God wanted to establish a righteous seed in the land of Babylon. But when that time was come, and when God's purposes had been fulfilled, that they might return again to the house of the Lord, and they might build again the walls that had fallen down, and they might raise up, amen, the buildings that had been burned with fire, and build a house under the name of the Lord. God had a plan. Amen. The second eagle, the Bible tells us, was the king of Egypt. Amen. The first plan was the plan of God. The second plan was the plan of man. Amen. There is always an alternative to the plan of God. The Bible says there's a way that seemeth right unto a man. Amen. Just because it seems right to the flesh, amen, does it not mean that it's right and that it is according to the plan and the purpose of God? Oh God, help us that we can hear your voice when you decree, that we can follow you, amen, when your spirit moves. Hallelujah. That we will not walk according to our sight or by our understanding, but we'll walk according to the knowledge and the understanding of the things of God. We will be a vessel, amen, of honor in the house of the Lord. Amen. It was no accident that Nebuchadnezzar came down. And the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar took the best, amen, that was in the kingdom of God. He took the best of the young men. He took the best of the nobles. Amen. He took the best, amen, that Judah had to offer. And he removed them to the land of Babylon. And he left in the land, amen, those that were, amen, weak. Those that were less desirable. Those that had less to offer. And God, amen, caused Nebuchadnezzar to take the princes of Judah and take them to the land of Babylon, because it was by divine arrangement. It was not, amen, according to the plan of man. It wasn't something that Judah had decided to do. But God said, this is what I have chosen to do. Amen. I'm going to take a remnant and I'm going to preserve them in the land of Babylon. And after 70 years, I'm going to return the captivity of my people. Amen. And they're going to rebuild the waste places. They're going to raise up the walls. Amen. That have been destroyed. And I'm going, amen, to restore the temple of the Lord because I am jealous for my people and I love them. That was the plan of God. Amen. It was not an accident, amen, that the king of Babylon came and took the best that they had. Amen. The Bible tells us, amen, that the king of Judah, Zedekiah by name, when he saw the king of Babylon come down, that he made a covenant with him. And he swore upon oath before God that he would be loyal to the king of Babylon. He did not want, amen, the wrath of the king of Babylon to come upon him. And so Nebuchadnezzar appointed Zedekiah as king in the place of Jehoiachin. He removed Jehoiachin from the throne of David. And he appointed Zedekiah, amen, as the king of Judah, to be loyal to him and to pay tribute to him. Amen. And they covenanted together. The Bible says that they made a covenant between themselves before God. Now I want you to know, when you make a commitment to God, that God takes that seriously. Amen. You don't make a covenant. You don't swear upon oath, amen, with the intention of breaking your covenant or breaking your promise. Amen. He made a covenant before God and before the king of Babylon. But the Bible tells us, amen, that Zedekiah despised the oath that he had made. And so that tree that was planted in Babylon, amen, that tree that God planted there in good ground and beside abundant waters, that was planted there, amen, to flourish and bring forth fruit, amen, its roots which were supposed to go downward, amen, so that it would stand a sturdy plant. Amen. There's something about, amen, roots that grow deep. Amen. The roots that seek, amen, the source of water, that seek the source of that life-sustaining resource. Amen. When roots go deep, it's hard, amen, to remove that tree. But the Bible says the roots of this tree began to bend toward another eagle, and that was Egypt. That Zedekiah began to set his eyes upon the king of Egypt. And he put his trust, amen, in Egypt rather than putting his faith in the things of God. I want you to know that we don't need to turn toward Egypt because there's not any help coming from Egypt. Amen. If we want to be fruitful, if we want to flourish in the will and the purpose of God, we don't need to look to the world, amen, for our deliverance. We don't need to look to Egypt, amen, to find encouragement and strength. But we need to look to Almighty God, who has decreed, amen, that we are going to be a tree planted by the waters that cannot be moved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, I want to plant my roots, amen, in the things of God. Amen. We need to send our roots deep. Oh, hallelujah. Deep, amen, deep crieth out into the deep. Amen. There's something about an old mesquite tree that's admirable. Amen, Brother Grissom. They don't get very high. They don't offer a whole lot of shade. But when they put down their roots, they put those roots down deep. It's an indicator plant. When you begin to see the honey mesquite tree, that you know that you're going in the direction, amen, of where there's not much water. And the drier the climate, the less company the mesquite has. Because those other plant species are not made to survive the drought. They don't put their roots down deep when the dry weather comes and the hot winds begin to blow across the desolate landscape. They cannot withstand and they cannot live and thrive like the hardy mesquite tree. But it has put down its roots. They tell me that a mesquite tree, that it sends its roots down over 3 times the depth as it is tall. So if you've got a mesquite tree that's 15 feet tall, then it's going to have its roots 3 to 4 times that deep. Amen. In its search for that life-giving water that will cause it to flourish. I don't know about you, but I'm thirsty for the things of God. Amen. It doesn't matter what the world is doing. It doesn't matter the circumstances around us. Amen. There may be a famine in the land. There may be a time of great a distress, but I'm not worried because I have been planted by divine decree. Amen. My roots are planted in the rock of ages, and I shall not be moved. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Zedekiah despised the oath that he had made before the Lord, and he chose to break the covenant that he had made. Jeremiah the prophet warned King Zedekiah. Zedekiah came to Jeremiah the prophet and he said, I need to hear a word from God. And Jeremiah said, I don't know why you have summoned me, because if I give you a word from God, you're not going to obey it. You're not going to do it. Amen. He said, I want to hear from God, and I promise I won't let anything come. I won't let any ill thing come upon you. I won't allow those men that want to kill you. I won't allow them to touch you if you'll just let me hear from God. And Jeremiah said, okay. He said, this is what the word of the Lord is. The word of the Lord is that if you'll surrender to the king of Babylon, because Zedekiah had already sent for the king of Egypt. He had already sent for Pharaoh and his chariots. Amen. To rebel against the king of Babylon. And Jeremiah said, the word of God is that you need to surrender to the king of Babylon. That you don't need to put your faith in Pharaoh's chariots. I mean, you don't need to put your faith in horses. You don't need to put your faith in men. But you need to put your faith in me. God said, if you'll just surrender, amen, everything will turn out all right. How difficult it is for us sometimes to just learn to surrender our will to the will of God. To cast ourselves upon the mercies of God. And say, God, Lord, I don't know how you're going to deliver, but I'm going to trust in you. I'm going to trust in your word. I'm not going, amen, to try to do it by myself. I'm not going to lean upon the arm of flesh, but I'm going to hear your word and your testimony. Amen. So Jeremiah warned him. Amen. He said, if you will do what the word of the Lord has testified. Amen. This is found in the book of Jeremiah, the 38th chapter. Amen. He said, if you will obey the voice of God, and if you will surrender yourself to the king of Babylon and fall upon his mercy, maybe he'll forgive you, because God said, if you do this, you'll live. If you do this, God said, you will live. And the city will not be taken. Amen. The temple and the buildings will not be burned with fire. And all of your house shall live. Your sons and your daughters will live. If you'll just fall upon the mercies of the king of Babylon. God said everything will be all right. Zedekiah looked at the man of God. And he said to him, he said, but I am afraid of the people. Oh, whenever you are seeking to do the will of God, amen, you cannot be afraid of the people. Amen, you need to be afraid of the God of heaven that's able to destroy your soul and your body in hell. Don't be afraid of me and what they can do to you. Don't be afraid of whether you're going to be popular or not popular. But he feared the people that had fallen to the Chaldeans. And so he did not do the word that Jeremiah spoke unto him. It wasn't just Jeremiah, but all of the prophets, Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, they all spoke the same message. The same word of God came forth. Amen. To hear the voice of God and you shall live. But Zedekiah bowed, amen, to his fears. He bowed, amen, to the fear of the people. I want you to know God has not given this church the spirit of fear. Amen. You can't live for God, amen, by determining your course based upon fear. Amen. Fear will cause you, amen, not to step out and obey God. Fear will keep you, amen, in a prison, amen, that will not allow the Spirit of God to work in your life. But if you have faith and step out on the promises of God, amen, God will not fail you, because he said those that are planted in the house of the Lord are going to flourish and they're going to bring forth fruit even in their old age. Can you say praise the Lord? Amen. We were planted on purpose. I don't believe the church is an accident. I said, I don't believe that the church was an accident. I don't believe that Pentecost just happened. But my Bible says, amen, when the day of Pentecost was fully come. Hallelujah. It was an appointment with destiny. I want you to know, if you're a child of God, amen, you were chosen of God from the foundation of the world. That God knew you and God predestined you, amen, to be victorious. God predestined his church, amen, to overcome this world. He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Hallelujah. The church was not put together by accident. Amen. If you're a part of the body of Christ tonight, amen, you were planted on purpose. Hallelujah. He said, you didn't choose me, but I chose you. I'm glad tonight that I'm chosen. Hallelujah. I'm part of a chosen generation. I'm a chosen nation unto God. He planted me in the house of the Lord. Can you clap your hands and let's worship the Lord? God planted the children of Israel in the land of promise. They didn't just wander around for 40 years and stumble upon the only area of the Middle East that didn't have any oil. God put them there of a purpose. Hallelujah. Amen. It was a decreed destination. Amen. They did not arrive there, amen, of their own will or of their own power. But they arrived there by the mighty power of God. The Bible tells us, amen, when Israel was about to cross over, amen, that there had come a great flood of waters in the Jordan River. And the Jordan had overflowed its banks so that they could not cross over. Hallelujah. They faced an impossible challenge, or what looked to be an impossibility. I want you to know, amen, it may look impossible. It may look like there's no way that we can accomplish what God has decreed. But I want you to know that my God specializes in impossibility. I don't believe they arrived there, amen, in flood time, amen, by accident. But they arrived there, amen, according to God's timetable. Whatever's happening in your life is not an accident. I said whatever's happening in your life right now is not an accident. But God has brought you to this place, amen, that He might show His power and His majesty. It's time to claim the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God's people are a people of destiny. Amen. That God had a plan. Amen. How He was going to preserve His people. How He was going to restore the nation. But Zedekiah was not willing to obey the voice of God because he feared the people. I don't care what the world may think. I don't care what the world may say. Amen. God has given us a commission. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have a divine commission to go into all the world. Hallelujah. If Zedekiah would have just hearkened to the voice of God, if he would have just surrendered his will to the will of God, there's something about submission. Amen. We have a difficult time submitting to the will of God. I don't know why people go to counselors. Amen. I've counseled in my time, although it's not one of my favorite occupations. Amen. But more often than not, amen, they've already made up their mind what they're going to do before they ever come to your office. I don't know why you come to torment me with your problems. If you're not going to hear what the Word of God says, I'm not going to give you any of my advice, but I'm going to give you some advice, amen, from the Word of God. If you won't hear the Word of God, amen, my advice isn't going to do you any good. If people won't hear the Word of God, amen, my Word's not going to help them. Hello? We've already got the greatest counselor in the world. Amen. My Bible says His name shall be called Wonderful Counselor. Amen. God says, I don't know why you come to me. You don't ever do anything I tell you to do. If you're going to come to me, you're going to have to obey my voice. Amen. Jeremiah said, I don't know why you came to me. Amen. Because I know you're not going to do what God says do. And Jeremiah told him, he said, if you don't obey the voice of God, there's going to be some consequences if you don't listen to the counselor. You better be careful going to your pastor and seeking counsel from the Lord. Because it's dangerous, amen, to walk out of there and turn your back on the voice of God. Hallelujah. It's getting quiet. Hallelujah. I believe I'm still in the Holy Ghost. I believe the anointing is still here. I believe God's word is still true. Hallelujah. Jeremiah said, amen, God said, if you don't hearken to His word, if you don't heed His counsel, This is what's going to happen. He said, you're going to die. And this city is going to be burned with fire. And your house is going to be destroyed if you don't heed the voice of God. Zedekiah walked out from the presence of God, and he did just exactly the opposite of what God had counseled him to do. And I know just exactly how God felt, because I can tell you that that scenario, amen, has been repeated over and over and over again. No wonder it's in the Word of God. But I want you to know that when you walk out on God, amen, calamity is right down the road. You may not see it. You may not understand it. You may think that the preacher don't know what he's talking about, but if you have heard from the Word of God, you better listen to the counsel of the Lord. Amen. Because disaster is going to come if you don't listen to the voice of God. You need to plant your feet in the house of the Lord. You need to let your roots go down into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. And although they were many miles apart, Jeremiah was in Judah and Ezekiel was down, amen, in Babylon beside the river. The Bible says they prophesied the same message. They gave him the same counsel. Amen. Don't think that you're going to go to somebody else and get another word that's going to be different if you heard from God the first time. Don't think that Brother Hart's going to give you another word. Amen. If Brother Grissom's already heard from God. When I was young, amen, I used to play my mom against my dad. You ever play that game? Mama, can I do this and can I do that? No, you can't do that. So wait till Dad gets home. Dad, you wouldn't mind, would you, if I did this and that? Oh, that'd be all right. Go ahead. Woo! Boy, you talking about stirring up a hornet's nest. Boy, you talking about creating problems in the home. I wish I hadn't asked. Who do you think won out? Mama did. I want you to know that God's always going to win out. Amen. Don't play with God. Don't think that God, amen, is going to give you another word. If you've heard from God, amen, you better take it. Or you better write it down. Amen. You better purpose in your heart, Lord, I'm going to do what you said, because I want salvation to come to my house. I want, amen, to be fruitful. I want to flourish, amen, like a tree that's planted by the waters. Hallelujah. They were 550 miles apart. And they had the same message. Same word of God. They weren't texting one another. There was no email. There was no long distance phone call. Isn't it amazing how 550 miles apart, amen, they heard the same thing? If you ever hear anything different than what's written in this book, you hadn't heard from my God. If you get a word from God, amen, and it doesn't measure up to this book, amen, you didn't hear from the God, amen, that created heaven and earth. Amen, because in Him there's no variableness. God's not wishy-washy. God's not double-minded. The Bible says a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways, and he shouldn't think that he's going to get anything that he asks from God. You know why? Because he's wishy-washy. He's up today, he's down tomorrow. He's on fire today, amen, and he's down in the dumps the next day. Amen, he's praying the house on fire this week, and he doesn't have any time for God next week. I want you to know we've got a purpose in our heart that we're going to live for God, and we're going to be instant, in season, out of season, amen, always in the presence of God. Hallelujah. We've got to be steadfast, unmovable. Steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah. I want you to say it with me. Steadfast, unmovable. Hallelujah. Got our roots planted deep. Hallelujah. You're not going to move a mesquite tree, amen, by accident. I pushed on some of these little saplings and pushed them over before. We used to go out and push over those little sassafras trees. They're so easy to break, to push over, because their roots are shallow. They're easy to pull up. Yeah, and the roots are pretty good too. But you're not going to move a mesquite tree by accident. Oh, one of the hardest jobs I ever had was on my grandfather's place and out in West Texas. He handed me a double bit axe and said, I want you to cut that mesquite tree down there. We're going to build a fence through here. And I need that out of the way. That sounded like an easy thing. I'd chop down some of these East Texas trees, and these pines are pretty easy to fell. Easy to bring them down. And I wouldn't say that about a sweet gum, but some of them are pretty easy to bring down. I begin to swing on that thing. Man, I thought maybe we better build that fence somewhere else. I think the survey must have been off. That tree wasn't going anywhere. Amen. Oh, I want to be like a tree that's planted by the waters. I shall not be moved. Amen. If we're planted on purpose, if we're planted by God, we're not going to be pulled up. We're not going to be swayed by the winds of persuasion, but we're going to stand upon the promises of Almighty God. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm talking about when God plants. Amen. What we plant, amen, may easily be plucked up. Amen. But God is partner with us. If God, amen, is directing our steps, amen, if God allows it to be planted, amen, in His house, amen, it is planted there that it might bring forth fruit abundantly. Amen, there were several that were taken from the land of Judah when Nebuchadnezzar came down from Babylon. And among those that were taken, he took the very best, amen, that were in the kingdom. And among the captives that were taken to Babylon was a man by the name of Daniel. The Bible says that he had an excellent spirit. And the fear of God was upon him. And along with Daniel were three old boys that, amen, could stand through the fire. Amen. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Otherwise known as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Amen. And God, amen, caused them to be planted in the land of Babylon. Now, one thing God said, amen, He said, amen, if I plant it, I'm going to plant it in good ground, and there's going to be abundant water, because I want it to put forth its boughs. I want it to put forth its leaves and let it bear much fruit. And I want you to know that Daniel, Amen. And Azariah, Mishael, amen. Amen. That they, the three Hebrew children, that they were mightily used of God. Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, and Daniel, amen, flourished. And they were blessed of God. And they stood out from all the rest. For they, amen, were marked by God. They were planted on purpose. Amen. Joseph didn't go into prison, amen, by accident. I believe God put him there. Oh, I know his brothers, amen, they didn't know the voice of God. They didn't act upon God or anything that they had heard from God. They were jealous of Joseph because Joseph, amen, was a dreamer of dreams. Amen. Joseph walked close to God. Amen. And God revealed to him things that were going to happen in his future. Amen. That his brothers were not able, amen, to understand because they were carnal in their understanding. I want you to know that if you're spiritual, if you walk with God, that you're going to be misunderstood, amen, by the people of this world. They're not going to understand, amen, you dreamer of dreams. And you're going, amen, to be hated. And you're going to be despised. How do I know that? My Bible says that we're going to be hated of all nations for his name's sake. Why? Because we've got a dream. We've got a dream of revival. We've got a dream of miracles. We've got a dream, amen, of the divine moving of his spirit. We've got a dream of a coming kingdom, amen, that shall never pass away. Oh, hallelujah. If in this life only we have hope, we're of all men most miserable. Amen. I'm glad, amen, that the dream still lives. Amen. Daniel, amen, believed that he was there of a purpose. And he was not going to compromise. And he was not going to partake of the king's meat. I want you to know this world doesn't have anything that I need or I want. Amen. Zedekiah looked longingly to Egypt. Because he thought that Pharaoh could bring him victory. He thought Pharaoh and his chariots and his horses, amen, could bring him the satisfaction that he desired. I want you to know you may think that you'll find what you're looking for, amen, down in Egypt. But you'll never find anything in Egypt but heartache and despair and destruction. But if you'll trust in the arm of the Lord, he'll bring salvation to your house. And he'll cause you to flourish in the midst of the land. Amen. They flourished even in the land of Babylon. Amen. A heathen land. A pagan land. Amen. There Daniel, amen, was promoted by God to the second in the kingdom. Does that remind you of anything? Joseph went down into prison. Amen. He was as low as he could go. He was misunderstood by his own brethren. Come on. They didn't understand this young man that dreamed, amen, about the sun and the moon and the stars. They didn't understand this young man that dreamed about the sheaves bowing down to his sheaf. But God knew that he was a man that was born of purpose. He didn't go down to Egypt by accident. And he didn't become the second man in command except by the grace and the authority of Almighty God. He didn't do it by the will of man. He didn't do it through politics. Amen. Amen. He didn't work his way to the top. Amen. By walking roughshod over the feelings of other people. Come on now. But he trusted in God. He held on to the dream. And if you've got a dream, amen, in your life that's never been fulfilled, I don't want you to ever let it die. I don't care how much disappointment, I don't care how much, amen, disillusionment that you've faced in your life. If you've got a dream, Brother Neil, I want you to hold on to that dream. If you're called of God, amen, the Bible says the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. God is not going to apologize, and neither should you. Hello? If God doesn't apologize, amen, amen, then who am I that I should question the authority of Almighty God? Hello? Hallelujah. Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, amen, were planted of God in a foreign land. Hallelujah. I'm going to try to wind it up, so you musicians come on up. Hallelujah, they were not looking for a way of compromise. When the king said, bow down or I'm going to cast you into that furnace that's burning seven times hotter than it was built to withstand, amen, they did not hesitate. They did not waver in their commitment and their conviction with God. Amen. The king said, you don't understand, boys. Amen. When the music plays, amen, we're going to give you another chance to bow down because I don't want you boys, amen, to die in the furnace. And Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, I like to use their godly names, not them old foreign names that the foreigners gave them. They said, O king, our God is well able to deliver us. But whether he does or not, hallelujah, whether he does or not, whether I get that job or not, whether my wife is willing to serve God or not, whether my children are willing to serve God or not, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. They said, we know our God's able. But whether he does or not, we're still not going to bow down. We're still not going to compromise. We're still not going to apologize. We're going to stand because we've been planted on purpose. We've come, amen, for such a time as this. Hallelujah. And the Bible says they took them and they cast them into that furnace. And those that cast them in fell down from the fervent heat. And the king looked up and he said, lo, did not we cast in three men? But he said, lo, I see a fourth man. I see a man that's like the Son of God. I want you to know that when you're planted on purpose, hallelujah, miracles are going to happen. Amen. When you're called of God, amen, signs and wonders are going to appear. Hallelujah. Amen. We're planted upon the promises of God. Would you stand to your feet tonight and begin to worship and praise the Lord? Hallelujah. When God plants. I said, when God plants. Hallelujah. Miracles happen. When God plants, amen, the roots run deep. When God plants, amen, the branches are heavy with fruit. When God plants, because God is a God of purpose. He's a God of design. He's a God of authority and power.
This is the way that we find. We're praising for the victory.
Make a joyful noise. Blow the trumpets and shout. We're praising for the victory. Weapons we use are our bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. trumpets make a joyful noise. Oh, the trumpets shout and praise him for the victory.
Weapons we use are the bombs and guns. Worship is a way that the battle is won. This is the way that we fight. We praise him for the victory. Lift up your voice and sing for joy.
God's word said that he would take the high cedar and he would bring it down. But he would take the low tree and he would exalt it. He would make it an awesome tree. Amen. In his presence. Amen. Ezekiel 17, 22 through 24 talks about a tender sprig taken from the top of a majestic cedar. And it was a tender plant. And God said, I'm going to plant it on top of the mountain of Zion. And that little twig, I'm not talking about something majestic. He said, I'll take that little twig and I'll cause it to be a high cedar. I'll cause it to be exalted above all the trees of the forest. Amen. That prophecy was a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ, the branch, that one day a branch shall come forth out of David. And that branch is going to be glorious in power. That branch is going to grow up a tender plant. It's not going to look like much to the world. It's not going to look like much, amen, to the common man. But God said, I'm going to take that that is small, and I'm going to make it glorious. Hallelujah. God doesn't need much. God doesn't need much, amen, to do great things. God's got everything that he needs tonight. Amen. To work a miracle in somebody's life. God's got enough power tonight to set somebody free from the bondage of this world. If you'll just let God do the work. He said, if I plant it, it's going to flourish. I believe God wants to do some planting tonight. Amen. If you want to be planted in the house of God. Hallelujah. There's only one alternative. You're going to flourish. You're going to bring forth fruit. Amen. You're going to be exalted by the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Would you come? Would you come tonight with rejoicing? Would you come tonight around this altar tonight and seek the mind and the will and the purpose of Almighty God? Let God be praised. Let God be exalted.
And weapons we use and our bombs and guns. Worship is the way that the battle is won. This is the way we fight. When we praise him for the victory.
So
lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise. Shout and praise him for the victory.
And weapons we use are the bombs and guns.
Worship is the way that the battle's won. This is the way we fight. We praise him for the victory. Lift up your voice and sing for joy. Clap your hands, make a joyful noise.
The way that the battle